Here's Andy Greensfelder.
Great. Thanks, Kirk. So, on a cold spring evening, I was on a boat on the Yangtze River, headed up to Chungking, and I was selected to participate in an international karaoke contest, which is kind of a nice thing, with one exception. I can't sing. And I knew I couldn't sing. I'd had a long experience to know this. Going back, I remember in seventh grade, I always liked to sing, so when I went into this new school in seventh grade, everyone had to try out for the chorus. And I was looking forward to that. This was my chance. Sixth grade teacher didn't think much of my singing. And in sixth grade, the really good singers sang at a high range. And I didn't know much about singing, so I thought that's what made a good singer. So when I go for my audition before Mr. Weinrich, the music teacher, who was kind of a brusque man, he said, "Greensfelder, sing the national anthem." Well, I was already a little shaky because I probably didn't know all the words, but I could begin. And I go, "Oh, say, can you?" And I didn't get any further. He says, "Greensfelder, what's wrong with you?" He says, "You're going in the music appreciation course." And that was it for the chorus. That I was through. And I kind of learned my lesson. A number of years later, I guess I was about 40 years old, my mother's best friend was having a 70th birthday party. And her daughter-in-law was arranging this party and also some entertainment. And for some reason, I'm not sure why, asked me and another woman to do a duet. And you know, I'm always ready. And so I said, "Sure." And she asked us to sing a song called "You're Just in Love," which from "Call Me Madam," Ethel Merman and Donald O'Connor sing it. You can see it on YouTube. Great song. "I hear music, but there's no one there." Kind of goes like that. And so I thought, "Oh, I could handle that." But I didn't realize this song has a very difficult bridge. It's a bridge, you know, if there's a flowing melody, that makes it singing a lot easier. But the bridge was, "You don't need analyzing, it's not surprise," something like that. And it was bad. And even worse, the worst part of it was you get to a point in the song where the two people in the duet are singing different parts, one singing the bridge and the other singing the melody together, different words, different melody. And the whole thing fell totally apart. You mentioned pity. Well, the audience, you know, there were probably about 50 people out there, all the friends and so forth. Well, that was that. I'd probably reached the point where I could survive something like that. And we finished, thank God. And I was through. No more singing. But a few years later, we were at a friend's house, and there was a party, and he pulls out the karaoke. And I know enough not to volunteer. I'll just sit there and listen. Fine. It'd be fun. But this woman, whom we had just met, you know, we'd been talking with, and she comes up and grabs me by the hand and said, "Let's do a song." And I said, "Sure." So up we go. And there's another lesson I hadn't quite learned yet, which is if you can't, especially if you can't sing, don't sing a slow song. Sing one that moves along. Slow song, you know, getting from one note to the other is something that's hard to do. So we start. "Somewhere out there beneath the pale, pale moonlight." And that went along and was difficult, but survived again, survived. So that's what I could think about on the Yangtze River. We were we were traveling in China with a group of five, and there was a leader, so there were six of us. And we were on a boat going up the Yangtze, and we were the only non-Chinese people. So after dinner one night, the Chinese people said, "We're going to have a karaoke contest." And they were gracious enough to come to our group and say, "Will you participate?" And the group leader said, "Fine." The only thing was, no one in the group wanted to sing. No one would sing. And I can't remember whether we drew straws or how it happened, but I was selected to be the singer. So I thought of Kenny Rogers, and you got to know when to hold him, know when to fold him. I thought about, you got to know when to go away, know when to run. And I thought about that, but it was a small boat. So that wouldn't work. And the song I chose was "When I Find Myself in Times of Trouble, Mother Mary Comes to Me, Singing Words of Wisdom, Let It Be, Let It Be." That song was fast enough. I could kind of go along with it, could kind of do it. The words are flashed on the screen. It kind of worked. And the Chinese were very gracious. They didn't put me in last place. They put me in next to last. And these days, there's kind of this issue going on. Some people say we're too soft. And one way we're too soft is we give participation awards, not awards for the winner or the one who's really good. Everyone gets an award. And so I thank the Chinese for second to last, second worst.